Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest in the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so I have Ruben Izgalov on the line. He's co-founder of WeLend and States Capital. Ruben, welcome to the show.
Adam, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
All right, Ruben. So excited to have you on today, and definitely we're going to do a deep dive into WeLend and also the funding vehicle States Capital. But before we do that, we'll start this episode the way that we start them all with our Mission Matters Minute. So, Ruben, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Ruben, what mission matters to you?
Well, I think there's many missions that matter, but I think the most important one is the mission that my parents looked to accomplish when they immigrated to the U.S. in the 90s. You know, we have very, very humble beginnings. We came to the U.S. with, I think, about $750 to my father's name, lived in a one-bedroom, one-bathroom apartment with 15 people. So, you know, we're living the American dream. And, you know, I think the most important mission for me is to be able to leave a legacy for my children that they can be proud of. Well, at least my parents, most importantly, can be proud of. And I believe that, you know, with the trajectory of WeLend and the growth of WeLend, we definitely can achieve that goal.
Well, great having you on, and what a success story. So we'll get into maybe some of the numbers, and you can definitely share about some of the growth that you've had throughout the years. But I think just to get us kicked off, like real estate, like how did you start in this field? Like what attracted you to it?
Yeah, so it was actually a cousin of mine when I was in junior high school. He was door knocking, going from one door to the other to physically and financially distressed properties and trying to convince them to sell their property. And, you know, he obviously, I don't know if you have a door knocked or what have you, I have, but it's not easy. You know, the open rate is
that an understatement, Ruben? It's not easy.
Especially,
being very kind for everybody listening. And what area were you door knocking at, too?
This was in Corona, Queens. I mean, it's not the best
like,
of areas.
Like Kansas City, like very middle of nice and whatever. Like, no,
yeah.
You're talking.
It was freezing. I mean, we're talking about snow and sleet and ice. And, you know, he had an amazing idea. He said, you know what, you're young. Why don't you go door knocking? I'll be kind of behind you. And, you know, as soon as they open the door for you, I'll kind of approach it. And, you know, it was a very, very clever idea on his part. You know, I was a little kid, junior high school, door knocking. And obviously I had a much higher open rate than he did. And that exposed me to real estate in the sense of I saw what he was doing. I saw, you know, how he was able to convince them, how he was able to close the deals, and the type of money that he was making. And for me, that was enough for me to say, all right, as soon as I grow up, I'm going to go into real estate. And I'm very, very fortunate and happy that he did that, because it exposed me to a business that, you know, I'll be honest with you, I don't see myself ever leaving.
Yeah, and what a great story, and I love the hustle, because for those let me get on my soapbox for a moment. So back in my day, when you had to go door knock, no, I never had to do that. But man, hearing you do that in the snow, for some of the people out there that are thinking about you know what they're going through, like that's no joke, especially at
you
the,
can imagine.
Young
I mean, I was I was 12, 13 years old doing it. So the grit stays with you, you know, and it just never leaves. Take you wherever you go.
So let's, I want to fast forward a bit here, because you're a long way since those door knocking days, but thank you for sharing that with us,
of course.
But let's go a little bit more into present day. So let's start maybe with WeLend. So take us maybe through your career briefly, and then let's get into WeLend and what you do today, please.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm a high school dropout. When I was in high school, I thought school is not for me. I'm the smartest guy in the room, you know, just being a teenager who thought he knew the world. I went into buying real estate, developing real estate with my older brother. And obviously, kind of life kicks you in the butt. You're going from, you know, high mile all the way down to zero. And I was sitting in a bedroom once in the kitchen, and my father walked in. And he said, son, what's happening? And I explained, you know, look, Pop, we just went from 100 to zero, not zero to 100. Things really kind of flipped upside down. And he kind of made me realize that, look, you know, it's important that you realize and experience what you've experienced today. And that is the fact that, you know, you can be on top of your game one day and then all of a sudden you're rock bottom. And it's important that you have some kind of sense of insurance. So he convinced me to go back to school, which I did. I got my GED, then ultimately went to get my undergrad, and then ultimately graduated from law school, top of my class. So kind of complete 180 on that front. But all the while, you know, while in undergrad and while in law school, I was buying real estate, developing real estate, and so on. And a little after law school and a little after taking a bar exam, I decided to go to a private lender conference to find a cheaper source of capital for our own deals. We went in as private investors. We walked out as private lenders. We've never looked back since. You know, and the main reason for that is because we saw the potential in lending, in debt. You can hit similar returns as you could in equity deals, but the only difference is that you're just in a much safer part of the capital stack. It may not be identical returns, but they're not too far apart, and the investment that you make is a lot safer than an investment in an equity deal. And for us, that was enough for us to say, okay, you know what, it's time to transition over to debt versus equity. And like I said, we've never looked back since. Since then, we've funded about $400 million in loans. We've seen over 4,000 loan applications. We funded about 1,000. And we're super proud of where we're going and what we're doing.
Man, it's a great story. And so going a little bit further into also States Capital. So how does States Capital fit into your overall model?
Yeah, States Capital is the funding arm of WeLend. That's where our, you know, investors sit. High net worth, ultra high net worth individuals, entrepreneurs, you know, attorneys, doctors, and so on, who are just too busy to invest their capital in real estate. And instead, they invested alongside us to be able to deploy their capital with us. So States Capital is the fund department, well, the fund division of WeLend. That's where our investors sit. And that's the arm that is used to fund the loans that that WeLend brings along.
Yeah, and I don't want to assume that, you know, everybody caught exactly what you're saying. So when you say that you're funding debt, take us a little bit deeper in that, because I know a lot of people maybe have been approached with different models. So I want you to kind of make the distinction of what that means, please.
Yeah. So forgive me, I forget that it's more of a financial podcast, so I got to delve a little bit into it. So essentially, we lend to real estate operators and investors. Our borrowers, our clients, they're real estate investors, developers, operators, and so on. They're buying physically or financially distressed properties at a discount, whether it's through foreclosure auctions or off market. We provide them the financing to be able to finance and buy those deals at a very quick turnaround. We fund deals as quick as 5 to 7 business days for new borrowers, and sometimes 24 to 36 hours for returning borrowers. So we provide them the liquidity that they need to operate their business. All the loans that we make are first position liens recorded against the real estate that our borrowers are buying, our clients are buying. So we're first lien position, and like I said, we're just in a much safer part of the capital stack versus being an investor in a deal. And that's why we feel confident in what we're doing, and the safety is there.
Mm-hmm. And it's first lien. So essentially what that means is that if for whatever reason the loan defaults or something else, like, you're first in line to collect.
Exactly.
The property secured. So versus, you know, something maybe if you're second, or even, you know, I don't think it'd go to third, but just depending on the deal. Whereas you get paid first, then it goes to whomever would be next if something was liquidated or goes to auction or something else. Like, you have the highest probability of getting your full investment back if anybody's going to get it back. Does that sound, am I off on that?
Exactly. You hit it right in the head. That means that before anyone is repaid, we're the first ones to be repaid. And that's the beauty of what we do, because we're the last ones in, but we're the first ones out. Meaning that before we put our money into a deal, from a debt's perspective, the investor already did their due diligence and they already invested into the deal. But before the investor, the borrower rather, before they can pull out any of their liquidity, we have to be repaid first. So to your point, in the event that anything was to go wrong, we are always repaid before anyone else is.
Yeah. And so what's the typical type of client that would work with either WeLend or States Capital? Like what's the typical type of client that maybe gets the most value out of you and your team?
Yeah, so 89% of our borrowers are high net worth, experienced real estate operators. These guys, they're full-time in the investment side of real estate. They're buying real estate for purposes of repositioning them and ultimately selling them on the market, ultimately refinancing and holding them in their portfolio. So most of our borrowers are experienced operators. These are realtors. They could be mortgage brokers, but mainly real estate investors who are always looking for that next good deal. They're buying anything as small as a single unit all the way up to as high as a 500-unit property. They're repositioning them, whether it's having to evict tenants that are non-paying, whether it's having to extend the property vertically or horizontally. They're adding units to the property and so on, and then ultimately selling them at a premium.
Any particular, you answered one of my questions already, which is, and I'll just pause there for a second, is that you're loaning across a wide variety of product or real estate types, such as single family, all the way up to, you mentioned 500 units. Mm-hmm. Is any geographies that you focus on versus others, or is it agnostic nationwide?
We like to focus on our backyard, which is New York and New Jersey, but we can extend loans nationwide. But most of what we do is in our backyard, New York, New Jersey, in the Eastern Corridor. So we make loans in Florida, North Carolina, and so on. We just feel we have a lot of comfort in this area because of, again, we're just situated here, where our home is here. This is what we know. But we have the ability also to lend nationwide. I mean, we've made loans in as far as Alaska or Alabama. But those are mainly to borrowers that are already borrowed from us in the past. We have a track record with them. Not only do they have a track record with other lenders, but they actually have a personal track record with us. 63% of the loans that we make today are with returning repeat business. For us, that's very important.
That's great. And can you speak on the reason? Because I've met, you know, quite a few individuals that are in, let's just say, in the lending side of the business. And I know that they typically the thought process behind like relationship and how important those relationships are, especially throughout different market cycles in real estate, right? Can you speak on the importance of just relationship overall in what you do?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think relationships in any business are important, right? You hit it right on the head. Relationships is crucial. For us, it's a number of things. I mean, one, it's safety, right? It's less risk. When we have a borrower that has an existing loan with us or has a number of loans that have already been repaid, we already know the borrower. We already know their level of execution, their certainty of execution. But also, if they have existing loans with us, we have the ability to cross-collateralize the loans that we make, putting us into a much safer position than we ever before. And on top of that, from a business perspective, when you are able to cater to your borrowers and make sure that they're well taken care of and they're proud and happy to work with you, your cost of marketing expenses is now on the decline. So it saves you money on that front, but it also gives you an extra layer of security. So I would say that, you know, returning business and relationships with your existing borrowers is crucial.
Awesome. Well, Ruben, I just have to say, you said from Alabama to Alaska, I'm a sucker for alliteration, and you went from door knocking to 500 million in real estate loans completed. So I think it's a great success story, and great to have you on today. That being said, if somebody is listening to this and they want to learn more, or they want to connect with you and your team, I mean, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, they could visit us on our website, www.welendllc.com. They could also check us out on any social media platforms. We're on all major social media platforms, including TikTok, believe it or not. And the handle there is @WeLendLLC.
Fantastic. And we'll put all that information in the show notes so that the audience can just click on the links and head right on over. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters or engaging in an episode, we definitely welcome you, number one. But number two, if you found it interesting, if you think the content is something that you want to continue to listen to, then hit that subscribe button, because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line, and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Ruben, really, it has been a pleasure. Like, thank you again for coming on the show.
Thank you, Adam.